As a way of wrapping up Sunshine Week, we've got this next guest for you. The government has started releasing comprehensive indices of data showing how agencies operate and conduct oversight. That's in response to a Freedom of Information Act request from the Sunlight Foundation. It's been more than a year in the making, and most of the data has never been publicly identified before. For more on just what's in those indexes, we turn to Matt Rumsey. He's the director of the Advisory Committee on Transparency at the Sunlight Foundation. Matt, good morning. Great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Too bad that Sunshine Week is ending with snow here in Washington, but I guess that's the way of the world. So tell us, what did you FOIA for and what did you get? What are these indexes covering?
Sure. So we filed a FOIA for documents called Enterprise Data Indexes, which are essentially lists of every data set that a particular agency knows that it holds or it has. In response to the president's 2013 Open Data Executive Order, agencies released a public version of these indexes, and we FOIA'd for sort of the entire index. So it includes the names of data sets, but it also includes some really important information about the data sets, a contact point, somebody that you can talk to if you have questions about them. For the data sets that aren't public, it's an explanation of why aren't they public yet. You know, what was the decision made to keep them private? For the data sets that are public, it includes a link to where you can find the data set, what program the data set's from, things like that.
So it might be called metadata, really, about the government's data.
Exactly, yep.
All right, now they have an initiative called data.gov for some years running now, and I don't know, there's a couple of 100,000 data sets on there, which actually exist at the agencies already. How much bigger is what your indexes are showing than what is available at data.gov?
It is data.gov plus. So data.gov actually interfaces with the public versions of these indexes, or the initial release of these indexes, and pulls data from those. So what the agencies have recently released is all of that information plus all of the data that they haven't released publicly yet, and the data that they, for whatever reason, don't yet want to release publicly.
I was wondering, how many data sets, looking at your indexes, how many data sets do you think it roughly indicates exist out there?
Quite a lot is the shortest answer to that. Some agencies don't have very many more in these indexes than they already have made public. Some agencies make a lot of their data public, but some agencies we've seen, probably hundreds of new data sets. So it really is an agency-by-agency basis.
All right, so who's good at this? Who has put most of their data out already and wasn't holding back much, as indicated by these indexes?
The crown jewel that we like to hold up is the Department of Transportation, because they actually went ahead and released their full index before being pushed to via our FOIA request. So they sort of did it proactively, did it in the open, and pushed it out much earlier than most agencies did.
And so they have data on what? Car crashes and different modes?
Sort of data on sort of the transportation infrastructure, data on car crashes. There's a really interesting data set that has come up recently and gotten some press. It's data about crashes at train crossings. And there have been a couple really high-profile instances recently where that data was useful. Some of their data has informed some interesting reporting on, like, the Washington Post, where they pull out maps of sort of bridges across the country, and you can sort of check into your, what kind of shape are the bridges in your neighborhood in. That's all Department of Transportation data, and that's all stuff that is indexed in these documents.
And who's holding out on us?
Well, so we're still waiting on a few high-profile agencies to come out with their indexes, particularly Department of Justice, Department of Defense, the Treasury Department, DHS, and a few more. But those are sort of the big ones that we're sitting and waiting for.
All the agencies that can kill you, I guess, who are not releasing all their data. We're speaking with Matt Rumsey is the director of the Advisory Committee on Transparency at the Sunlight Foundation. And there's some interesting development at EPA. Tell us about that one. That was an interesting finding, that they've got some non-public data sets that jumped out at you.
Yeah, so this is actually an example of something that we're seeing is one agency will have a data set and they'll have it privately, and then we'll actually be able to find a very similar data set held by a different agency or a different program within that agency that has been made public or that they're prepared to release with, you know, certain exceptions. This one, the Arizona Social Vulnerability Index, was an example of that. So the EPA had it listed public or listed privately. But we were actually able to find a very similar data set on the Center for Disease Control website that was already public. And that's just an example sort of what is happening within these indexes, where a lot of this we're going to hopefully find out that there are, you know, sometimes there are very good reasons why data is private, and sometimes it is a miscommunication, and the data actually should be public, and maybe already is public, and hopefully by releasing the full indexes, we're going to be able to get at some of those inconsistencies, and hopefully open up some more data that doesn't need to be held, you know, within the government.
Yeah, that starts to answer my next question: is what will the Sunlight Foundation do now that you have the indexes?
That is a great question, and something we are actively working through, trying to figure out exactly, you know, how they're best used. One thing we've already done so far is tried to get them, you know, get them out to the public and make sure people know about them. And thank you for having me on, so I can do that here to your audience. But we've made sure journalists have gotten them. We've already talked to a number of journalists that are sort of digging through them and trying to figure out, you know, what's in there and what could be useful to them. You know, on the public versions that were initially released sort of last year, we connected with one of our web developers and did some analysis on the data to just try to figure out what's the data quality like, what kind of formats are out there, what kind of formats is the data out in. You know, if for all the data sets that are public, how many of them are lacking just a link to the actual where you can go and download them. So hopefully we'll be able to do some similar analysis on the new releases. And then also there's definitely, you can find a lot of this information via data.gov, but we will be looking at it to see if there's anything we can do to sort of take it to the next level.
And what's your sense of how many of these uncovered data sets are in machine readable formats?
That's a very good question. We haven't been able to do the sort of meta-analysis yet that we'd like to, but I'd say, you know, going back to the public data listings analysis that we did before, we found more in non-machine readable format than we would like. So there was a lot of PDFs, you know, sort of a lot of things that weren't even up online that they were just acknowledging, which is, it's good to know that, but obviously we want the agencies to take the next step and get their PDFs into machine readable format and into some formats that are a little more open.
Because if someone from the public wanted to develop an app, for example, calling on those data sets, it would have to be machine readable.
Absolutely.
All right. So now they're publicly available now through the Sunlight Foundation?
You can actually find most of them on data.gov at this point. So basically the agency's uploaded a link to them on data.gov. So if you go to data.gov and search, put the search term EDI in, you will be able to find, I think, almost all of the ones that have been released so far. And then also, as part of the FOIA release, OMB has agreed to provide us, the Sunlight Foundation, with a list with sort of links to all of them. And as soon as we have that list and sort of we know that they've all come in and they're all where they should be, we're going to share that around and make sure that's up on the internet, and so people can just go to the list and link out to the individual agencies' files.
Matt Rumsey is director of the Advisory Committee on Transparency at the Sunlight Foundation. Thanks so much for joining me.
Great, thank you.